Chapter 4. Cadenza. Even in the sound-insulated waiting room, I could hear the noise from the event hall. I'd thought the public's greed for this kind of function might have been sated, but Tegan's tour had apparently whetted their appetite, and they were ready to see her triumphant return. But not as ready as I was. When Tegan came through the door, I was on my feet so fast, Diane actually reached for one of her hidden weapons. Normally we wore similar clothing, sharp-cut shirts and pants, impeccably tailored. Tegan was nearly always in blues, me in greens and yellows. We had to look serious after all, like responsible young people championing a bright future. But tonight was supposed to be a glittering event, with President Nathan Philip Cox here to lend his blessing to the fundraising efforts. Tonight, I was wearing a sleeveless chrome vest over dark trousers, an elaborate gold cord tied around my upper arm like the black one Ruby Simons had worn. And Tegan looked like a European princess. They'd dressed her in a long white gown with a shimmer of iridescent dust over her bare collarbones. SADU didn't want to remind people too much of the real, risk-taking girl who had thrown herself off a two-story building to escape a military hospital. At an event like this, it made sense that they'd try to make her look like a fairy tale figure instead, Snow White or Sleeping Beauty. She was supposed to play the role of a naive ingenue wakened from a death-like sleep, with the future itself cast as a handsome prince, giving Tegan a second chance at life. It was a lovely tale, and much, much safer than the real one.
Obdi,
Tegan said, and walked toward me, swaying gracefully in her heels. Before the tour, she'd still been unsteady, but now she handled her shoes as easily as she did her guitar. Her minder was right behind her. Lat was youngish and short and muscular, and he had a scar through the left cheek that my older sister, who liked swashbuckling stories, might have described as rakish. His eyes were a solid dark brown that seemed black, and they were as flat and merciless as the eyes of a tiger shark I'd seen in the Red Sea. I hated him almost as much as I hated Diane, and I feared.